WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It took 2 months, but the College Station School Board has endorsed two options for next year's school calendar. Administrators made adjustments for next year's holiday break and planning on high school graduations at Reed Arena. Board discussion last week included starting the school year earlier than the state allows by becoming a district of innovation. Deputy Superintendent Greg McIntyre says the DOI designation by itself cannot be used to change the calendar.
That's to say that you can't apply to be a district of innovation for the sole purpose of changing the calendar. There has to be another innovation for which state regulations are preventing you from being able to do that.
Board member Carol Barrett repeated her call to the legislature to allow districts the option to start school a week sooner.
I do not understand why 5 days they can't do without us having to be district of innovation.
CSISD has posted the blue and green versions on their website. The differences are whether Labor Day is a school holiday or a school day, having one or two parent conference days next October, and the date teachers officially begin work. The calendar options are online at CSISD.org. At this time yesterday, Bryan firefighters were out on two calls. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says two adults and a child escaped their burning house on Neal Street, north of Highway 21 between Saunders Street and Sandy Point Road, after a lit candle in a bedroom ignited combustible materials.
She attempted to put it out herself, and that proved ineffective, and she took her daughter, and they escaped through a window.
And investigators say someone may have possibly set a fire to landscaping in front of a business center at Briarcrest in Kent.
It was reported by a City of Bryan trash truck driver who was on his route and was in that parking lot and observed a vehicle leaving the scene quickly.
Bow says there was no damage to the structure and no firefighters were injured in either call. 12 to 18 months from now, the City of Bryan plans to launch online options to report code enforcement issues and other services by the Planning Office. Planning and Development Services Director Kevin Russell says developers will be among those who will have the option of using a computer or visiting City Hall.
Time is money for these guys, and I know that it's aggravating to folks if they continue to have to drive down here to drop off plans. Sometimes it's every day, sometimes it's once a week. Nevertheless, that's 30 minutes to an hour of their time that they could be doing something else when they're spending in their vehicle driving down here.
The City Council at this month's meeting rejected bids to replace computer software and agreed to an upgrade with the city's current provider, resulting in saving $740,000. Part of the package is getting an app that can be used by the public and the city. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A cloudy start across the area this morning, but the cloudiness should give way to some breaks of sunshine today. Temperatures up to 60 to 65 this afternoon, so we are warming up a little bit today. It'll be partly cloudy through the overnight, lows near 45. For tomorrow, turning partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Temperatures tomorrow between 55 and 60. Clouds and maybe a shower late tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Showers Friday, a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, got to talk with Miles Garrett a little bit. Asked him why didn't he want to skip the Texas Bowl? I mean, it is the Texas Bowl, and he's projected to go in the top three in the NFL draft.
Because he's not a jerk.
Well, yeah, because he's a nice guy. Yeah.
He gave me a good answer. Okay. That's all I got to say. Go. So, we'll hear a little bit from him and the matchup coming up, as well as Speedy Noyle, the junior wide receiver in some hot water. He will be suspended for the bowl game after
or
getting,
should we say hot smoke?
Something like that. Yeah. So it was a Class B misdemeanor, but did get caught with a little marijuana. And also talking Aggie women's and men's hoops. The women came up short yesterday. Boy, they didn't play very good, but hopefully they can bounce back today against Chelsea Syracuse Lady Orange. All that more coming up in sports.
Speaking of short, Short Girl Appreciation Day.
Yep.
Just saying, celebrate as you see fit, you know.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again.
Do you guys know who Angela Lansbury is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her right there.
She was Mrs. Teapot.
Yep.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Which apparently they had, she showed up to the live play and sang the song.
That's cool.
A tale as old as time.
Listen to you. Wow.
That's how we get at that.
It's like he's practiced.
This is from 1966, which, you know, for a Christmas carol. But the thing is, it's not a Christmas song. Is in the movie. It was in a play called MAME, and what happens is the stock market crashes, and she loses all her money, and she says, we need a little Christmas, you know? We need to be feeling good.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, so that's that. Anyhow, so...
She also wrote about murders.
Yes, she did, as a matter of fact. And she's still alive.
She was a talented lady.
Lady. Yep, absolutely. There you go. All right. Okay, so... explain to me why MTV decided that they needed to do New Year's resolutions for
because they don't have
guys.
Any listeners or followers. Nobody really cares about MTV anymore. They're just trying to be relevant again.
Because white guys aren't cool, Scott.
Well, that's it. You know, that's it.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Really?
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter.
There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah, they weren't born blue. We all love Beyonce. And yeah, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues. I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You can be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, you could do a little better in 2017. Some of you guys do a great job. Some of you don't.
Please, because 2016 is bad. 2017 can't be worse than this, all right? Because this is bad.
Yeah. I play that so that you'll know what your children are seeing when they watch MTV, okay?
Who watches MTV?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Who now watches MTV? And I guess they're trying, but...
Well, it doesn't matter if you watch MTV. It matters what you find online, and that's where that is.
Yeah.
That's where that lives.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to go to MTV to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's out there.
I think I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Try to be, anyway.
Okay, there you are. Yeah.
I do my best, Scott.
Kanye.
I'll try harder in 2017.
Look, hey, you know what? Really, these folks... What, America can't be great if you're not white? That's not true. I mean, that's just plain not true.
It never was great. It never was great unless you were white.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. Ladies, gifts to not get men. Gifts to not give men.
All right, my shopping's done. Here we go. Here we go.
A little too late.
Clothes for a better version of him. Because really what that means is you don't like what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I don't see the problem.
That's usual. Women see fixer-uppers. They don't see...
Yeah. A project.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a project. All that saccharine stuff. You know, women like that, but guys really don't like PJs that have little heart patterns on them. They really don't. Mm. And they don't want a CD with love songs, and they don't want a copy of The English Patient. Okay. Kitchen and bath bric-a-brac. Like a toaster oven, okay? No.
What about for the cook?
I could use a toaster oven.
Okay. In some cases, a toaster oven's okay. All right. Don't get anything that has figurines. Don't get something that you want him to put on a fireplace mantle, okay? It's his fireplace mantle. Self-help anything. Men don't want to hear about that. They do not want to hear about that. Unless you mention, like, doing a Bowflex or something like that. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you get him an exercise machine. Yeah, that'll go over well.
Well, just to finish up the process.
Here, honey.
Or you don't have to go to the gym. Now you can work out at home.
Okay.
Haven't you seen that bicycle commercial about the woman in the house that cost
$500,000? Oh, yeah, you can cycle anywhere at home.
Cycle at home, For only 12 easy payments of $1,500, that can be yours.
Yeah.
All right.
Bikes are expensive, man.
Yes. Elaborate handmade gifts. Most guys can't even deal with painting, let alone craft items. Don't do that, okay? And bonus tip, unlike women... Men actually do enjoy small appliances, not domestic appliances, but gadgets.
Oh.
Guys like gadgets. We really do. It's fun to do that.
I always get my father something that I know he can use.
Okay, and that's a good thing.
Typically, it's some kind of tool or something. Mm-hmm. But
well,
something that he can put to use.
Exactly. That's why you go into the hardware store. You can find that new thing, that new tool, that whatever that's going to make your job easier, even though you have two other tools that do exactly what that does. It's all right. It's okay. We can do that. And make sure that they know that they can go to YouTube and find out how to use it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Now, the only other thing as far as appliances are concerned is if it has to do with it being a large screen, then that's okay, too.
Mm. But
just letting you know, trying to help
all
you out
right,
a little
well,
bit.
All right, well, thank
see
you. I appreciate
how that
it.
Works. Kind of a slippery slope here. Three families of men who were killed in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando are suing Twitter, Google, and Facebook in federal court, accusing them of providing what's called material support for the self-radicalized gunman. In other words, they published that content, and so they are promoting terrorism.
What?
Slippery slope thing here.
Very.
Because their Twitter, their Google, their Facebook, they're just out there. They can't control every bit of content that's there, and you don't know what every post is or every tweet is or everything that's out on
Google. Right, right. And I guess I just don't understand I mean, I don't know. I don't understand what the families think, but I mean, besides money monetary.
Money trail. That's it. I think we're talking money trail.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate that that's because what else, what other reason would they be going after those companies?
Hello.
Yeah, can't go wrong with WD-40.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
And duct tape.
Now, you know about WD-40. You know what they, you know how it got it tonight?
No.
The WD is water displacement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this was the 40th version of the product that they had used.
Okay.
And the, this is the one that worked, which is interesting because it rolls off the tongue a lot better than WD-37.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but it does. It works. Hello?
Yeah, some lawyer needs a new Porsche, baby.
That's it. There's there's an attorney who needs a new fancy car. Mm-hmm. But, again, the statement from Facebook yesterday said they do not furnish any space to groups that engage in or support terrorism. And you're right. They don't. They try not to, but it doesn't mean that they can keep it from happening.
Right.
So, I mean, social media now, I think, is one of the biggest outlets for news.
Yeah,
100%. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people listen to the radio, listen to our station and hear lots of great news. But
thanks, Zach.
But on social media, too, which we are very active, they'll find that's where a lot of people find their news now.
And that's where I found out about that shooting was on Twitter.
That's right. Hello.
Yeah, they seem to be able to shut down conservative and people who are on the right.
Well, that's interesting.
When they want to.
Well, and I think and I don't know because I'm not. I don't do Twitter and I don't do Facebook, so I can't speak to that. And I know that Zuckerberg had to get out there. What was that, about 6 weeks ago, and talk about how diligent they are to make sure that that doesn't happen. But again, you know, you don't know what your employees are doing. And as we've discussed before, distortion through compression—it's something that Walter Cronkite said actually 30 years ago. Didn't even know where we were going to be today, but it is true. It's a matter of they've got. They believe that they have, especially on television, a finite amount of time, and they can only give you this much information before they have to repeat it again. And so as a result, maybe you don't get the details. And as you say, if a little bitty thing is important to somebody, they put it on social media, and it suddenly becomes center stage for that instant. And then it's liable to pick up and take wings or grow legs or whatever word you want to use for that. But a minute thing that happens, even if it's not a big newsworthy item, can take center stage because that's important to a person, and because it's important to that person, they post it, and then that allows other people like-minded to...
Yeah, to repost and to reply and to make it go viral.
Yep, to expand it. But to go back to what you're saying, you know, you find out news things that happen that way now. You get alerts on your phone or it's on Twitter or Facebook that an event that is actually news and...
And that was a huge story.
It was a big story.
And they were using social media to even communicate with people still inside the club.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there were tweets and a Facebook post from the club that said, anyone in, get out as soon as you can. There's a gunman, you know, open fire. So, you know, and I don't know if that actually saved anyone, if anyone was able to see that. Obviously, I don't know if you'd be checking Facebook during an incident like that. But even if you're around, you're in that area, they were trying to alert people.
Well, if that's how you reach out, then you would be on that. That's
And if you have your notifications pop up just like a text message, maybe you did see it. So.
And how far, like you said, it's a slippery slope. How far do you go as far as the censorship? And what things will you censor and not show, and what things will?
Because there every day there will be something new.
Right.
Every single day. You can't stay on top of that.
And who is the filter?
Who makes the decision?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wednesday's our liberal day. We can't be doing that.
Right.
If you'd done it on Tuesday, then we would have gone ahead and screened it out. But that's the way that happens. And they're trying to defend their position, and I appreciate that. But it doesn't matter because too many people already are fully involved with Twitter and Facebook, that it's going to be the way that they're going to talk and they're going to share information, even if that information is wrong. So it's 7:24. Hey, this is a kind of neat story. Did you see this about Amy Schumer?
No.
Posted a video on Instagram Monday announcing she had bought back her father's farm.
Oh.
He had to go bankrupt 20 years ago. The Instagram caption read, "Video from the farm
when I was running away in the cornfield and my dad was taunting me because I wanted him to come with me. He lost the farm when we lost everything else, but today I've gotten to buy it back.
Very cool.
Is it in Canada?
You know, I don't know where it is.
Is she Canadian?
No.
Oh.
She said that she... Never mind.
Okay.
But I missed it. I will say that was a cool thing.
It is. Turns out her father was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when he was 12, and the family went bankrupt, moved to Long Island. Soon afterward, the parents divorced. Amy, who's now 35, says her father's MS was what prompted her to become a comedian, in fact. She told Barbara Walters last year he was in physical pain, and that's when I found that I needed to do something to make him feel better. And so she did that. And anyway,
bought the farm. Cool.
It is.
That's neat.
Because she's interesting.
Yeah.
She does some good comedy and some that's probably not family friendly, but...
It's nice to know that she's not heartless about everything.
Oh, my gosh, Zach.
Not a big fan.
Tell us how you really
feel. But that's why we're here.
Hey, speaking of, we just got a P.E. Trump tweet.
No!
2 minutes ago.
All right.
I would have done even better in the election, if that is possible, if the winner was based on popular vote, but I would campaign differently.
What? Yeah, like he would have campaigned any differently if it was actually out.
No, just would have campaigned in different places. He certainly would have.
My favorite, though, I would have done even better, if possible.
If possible.
If possible.
I hate that he has such low self-esteem. He's got to really lift himself up.
Yeah, I know.
All right, 726 is our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to Anchor Foundation Repair. .net. Okay, I know Christmas is coming up, but it's just not feeling like it. 66 will be our high today. About 58 tomorrow and on Friday. And then on Saturday, 75 degrees. And on Christmas Day, we're liable to be pretty close to 80 degrees. They're calling for 77, but, you know, it could get warmer than that. And we do have showers coming back into the forecast. Anywhere from 20 to 40% going up and down between Thursday and Christmas Day. Currently, we have calm winds, 56% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 46.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, Obama sat down with an NPR host. His exit interview was aired this past Monday. He had some remarkable advice for Trump to avoid using executive orders. Obama says he really preferred to work with Congress to get legislation passed. He claims to have bent over backwards to find compromise with the Republicans after he lost Democrat majorities in the House and Senate. But on big issues like immigration, those dastardly Republicans, they wouldn't cooperate. So he was forced to use executive orders. Well, that's fake news, folks. That's fake history. Obama did have a Democrat majority for his first 2 years. Republicans were powerless. They couldn't have stopped him no matter what he wanted to do if it was immigration. But Obama's priority was not immigration then. It was Obamacare. He and the Democrats shoved it down our throats without a single Republican vote. That was why the Democrats lost control of the House and Senate. After the 2010 midterm loss with Republicans in charge of Congress, Obama never bent over backwards to work with them. He told them to stop listening to me. He told them he had a pen and a phone, that he'd use executive orders to bypass them. And he did just that. He consistently ignored constitutional limits on his executive power, and the Republicans rarely found the spine to challenge him. And Obama was counting on Hillary to keep his executive orders in place. Well, now he can't because she lost, so he's going to count on himself trying to stop Trump from unraveling his agenda. You ain't seen nothing yet. Keep a sharp eye. I will be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Yahoo announced yet another data breach compromising 1 billion user accounts from 2013. That's 1 billion. That's the largest data breach in history. Stolen info included email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and passwords, all of which can be used for identity theft. Passwords can be used to access other accounts, and the information in your email account could include sensitive personal information that a thief can use to piece together your identity. But once you are a LifeLock member, if you become a victim of identity theft, their U.S.-based team will work to resolve your case and put you all back together. Now, folks, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but nobody's better than LifeLock. Join now. You'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15, 15% discount. You can call them 800-440-4833 until December 31st.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For more than 2 years, the city of Bryan has been working on providing online options for land developers and others who use the planning office, as well as members of the public who want to report code enforcement issues. During this month's city council meeting, approval was given to upgrade existing computer software.
Online submittal from citizens for complaints, online tracking. When code enforcement folks are in the field, they'll be able to register their findings and complaints online, anything they find online as well.
Chief Information Officer Bernie Akers says they have another year to year and a half before the public has access to four services.
Permitting side, which was the council's original direction, was for us to automate the permitting process. But what came with it for very little extra cost was inspections, code enforcement, and plan review.
Part of the package is getting an app. City staff was ready to recommend replacing computer software, but Akers said at the 11th hour, their current provider acquired another company that could do an upgrade and save the city $740,000. Those interested in next year's College Station school calendar can choose between green and blue. That's after the options were approved at last week's school board meeting. The differences are whether Labor Day is a school day or a holiday, having one or two parent conference days next October, and the date teachers officially begin work. During last week's board meeting, there was discussion about becoming a district of innovation as a way to start the school year earlier in August. The board was told the deadline had passed for next year. There had to be a reason to change the calendar, and Superintendent Clark Ely said there was no reason at this time to consider the designation.
Some of the things that we are doing right now, we didn't at the time feel that we needed a DOI or District of Innovation status to be able to do some of the things that we wanted to do. Some districts are looking to get some relief from teacher contracts and administrator contracts or class size requirements, and we didn't feel like that was something that we wanted to do either. So that's why we never went forward with it at this time.
Board member Carol Barrett again called on state lawmakers to give districts the option of starting the school year a week earlier.
We're doing our business, and we shouldn't have to go through this long process to get 5 days that would make a huge difference to most of the districts in the state of Texas.
The calendar options are online at csisd.org. There were two fire scenes in Bryan yesterday morning. The first call was at a home on Neal Street, north of Highway 21, between Sandy Point Road and Saunders Street. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the fire was traced to a lit candle on a bedroom table.
There was significant damage to the front half of the house. Three people lived at that property and all escaped without injury.
And investigators say a fire that damaged landscaping but did not spread to an office building at Briarcrest in Kent may have been intentionally set.
We have a couple of items at the scene that we believe may have been the igniters. I'm not prepared right now to go into detail what those are as pieces of evidence.
Bow says a City of Bryan trash truck driver reported the fire and saw a vehicle leave the business center, which is home to a construction company and a dialysis business. No firefighters were injured in either call. The number of executions in Texas is the lowest in 20 years. A count by the Associated Press had Texas with 7. Georgia had the most with 9. Nationwide, there have been 20 executions this year. There were 2 in Alabama and 1 apiece in Florida and Missouri. Montgomery County authorities say they've arrested 36 people in an undercover operation aimed at people trying to contact children online for sex. Prosecutors say the suspects used the internet to contact who they believed were children and arranged to meet them. When the suspects showed up, they were arrested. District Attorney Brett Ligon says it's important for parents to know who their children are communicating with online because sexual predators are looking for opportunities. And from Stephenville, Erath County Sheriff Tommy Bryant is dead, and the Texas Rangers are investigating.
Bryant was the lead sheriff in the investigation into the murder of sniper Chris Kyle. According to the Stephenville Empire Tribune, Bryant was being investigated by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement for allegedly cheating on his continuing education training. Bryant was first elected sheriff of Erath County in 1997 and had just been reelected this past March. Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 46 degrees. We would love to hear from you. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at the top of the hour, or you can always check out our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, equal housing lender.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45-horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-4U. Again, that's 844-RVs-4U. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
As you ready the holiday baking and check your Christmas list, Starfire would like to thank you for your business over the years. Starfire takes pride in serving you and your family and wish you all the joy and wonder of the holiday season. Merry Christmas from Starfire, 979-776-2215.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Morning cloudiness will give way to some sunshine. It'll be milder today. Temperatures should find their way up to about 60 to 65 through the afternoon. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will end up around 45. Clouds return tomorrow. It's breezy, a little bit cooler. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon, 55 to 60. Cloudy tomorrow night. We may have a shower after midnight, 40 to 45. And showers are possible Friday. It'll turn cooler. Highs on Friday only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Miles Garrett yesterday at the team's press conference. They're gearing up, excuse me, to take on Kansas State a week from today. down at NRG Stadium in Houston, so we'll get to hear a little bit from him about that. Also, Speedy Noyles, junior wide receiver, will not be with the team when they take when they hit the road for Houston. He has been suspended at least one game for caught with marijuana. And also talking about a little bit NBA, the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. All that more coming up in sports.
It's the Charlie Brown Christmas stuff, you know.
That's yeah.
Charlie Brown, yeah. As it's going to be 77 on Christmas Day. Christmas time means different things in different places.
I said just turn up the AC.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. Turn on your fireplace.
Go somewhere with a big freezer, like a walk-in freezer.
Yeah. Go stand in there.
Yeah.
No. People are going to be at home, Zach. Not go to some walk-in freezer at some restaurant.
Bring your lazy boy. I don't know.
Go shop for your beer and bring the lazy boy.
Yeah,
right?
There you
just
go.
Sit beer in there. Fridge.
Yeah.
And a TV.
They find you in the beer cave at the convenience
exactly,
store.
Exactly, because
I just wanted to get in the Christmas spirit.
77 outside. That doesn't do me any good. So, all right. There
hang up a couple of stockings. And...
So, to wit, warm, cold. Let's say that you, for some reason, have to think clearly, okay, and make good decisions. So should you be alert because it's warm outside or cold, or warm or cold when you're inside? When you want to make a big decision, I mean, think about that. Actually, here's the deal. You're operating at peak performance. You might think that turning down the heat and keeping the room cool or even cold will help. You might also think that a warm room would make you sleepy and more prone to mistakes, but research at Cornell University shows it's not true. Mm-hmm. 77 degrees Fahrenheit, apparently the perfect temperature for most people to do their best work.
All right, Christmas Day.
There you are, contrary to the popular belief that you might type faster or make fewer mistakes when the thermostat is set to 77, but there you are.
Well, that's when they always keep us on our toes here at the station, because we just don't know what it's going to feel like in the studio.
That's true. It's a little bit different every day. A little different every day.
I'm cold this morning.
Well, it is a little bit chilly here this morning, which is weird because it's not that cold outside today. But, all right, have you heard about this kerfuffle when it comes to sugar?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, they've been telling us that sugar's bad for us.
Right.
There's, I think, New York and Philadelphia have put out these directives that you can't sell these ginormous drinks because they have too much sugar in them. Well, apparently, we can consume a whole lot more sugar than they've been telling us. The article that came out online Monday afternoon in the Annals of Internal Medicine cast doubt on the trustworthiness of guidelines that have been put together not only by the World Health Organization, but U.S. agencies and groups in the UK, who recommend that fewer than 5% of daily calories come from sugar. Mm-hmm. See, sugar really is okay for you.
I don't know.
Good, because I consume a lot of
it. And
I think it's what the sugar comes on. So you take a donut. Well, yeah, you've got sugar and then bread fried bread.
What Chelsea's saying is just get sugar cubes and just pop a few.
Right. Do that, right?
Well, you know.
Like a horse.
Well, sugar's natural. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, when you consider that as opposed to whatever those artificial sweeteners might be, which are generally just
chemicals.
Yeah, not good for you. Anyway, you go to their website, and you'll see that members of its North American branch happen to be, well, the makers of sugar-sweetened drinks like Coke, Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, Ocean Spray. So, again, who pays for the study? But if you're looking for the scientific study that says it's okay to consume more sugar, there. Go for it.
Scott Tutt said it so you can do it.
That's it. All right, now this is a little weird. Would you risk your career to get some gossip? It turns out that employees at the UCLA Medical Center made bad choices and attempted to look at Kanye West's file when he checked in for his
mental breakdown.
Mental breakdown, yeah. Sure, okay, yeah.
We'll call it that.
His attention getter.
Yeah.
TMZ reports that officials conducting an investigation. Dozens of people have already been fired because of this, and there may be more to come.
So was Kanye worth it?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. I'm telling you.
It's Kanye after all.
It was Kim Kardashian worth it. Don't touch that family, man.
I know.
It's bad news.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously.
All right. Here are your most popular TV shows from last week, the top seven. The Voice finale on Tuesday night was number seven. Football Night America. That's Sunday Night Football? Is that what that is? Okay. 60 Minutes in at number five. Number four was the Rams and the Seahawks. Number three is NCIS. It's always in there. Number two, Big Bang Theory, which was a rerun.
Oh.
And number one, of course, the Cowboys were playing. So could there be anybody else that would be number one?
Well, they were playing on Sunday Night Football.
Yes, they were. That's right, Sunday night. So they were number one.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said that it was like five or something or six.
No. There was another one on.
It was on Saturday. It was on Saturday because they do Sunday Night Football on Thursday.
Makes sense to me. Okay.
Sure.
If you got a lot of money, this is what you can do. You can cancel a $1 million contract that you were going to sing. Jennifer Lopez did that. She was going to sing New Year's Eve in Miami. She went, nah, I don't think
J-Lo
so.
J-Lo said, no.
Turned down a
Jenny
million.
Jenny from the block doesn't need
really
anything.
That's what rich people can do.
Yeah.
They can go, nah, I don't want to do this.
From what I understand, having talked, I had a teacher who was from Miami, and apparently down there it's very popular on New Year's to go out and fire a weapon up in the air. So maybe J-Lo was a little worried about
didn't
that.
Didn't want to be doing that. Yeah. Rare weather anomaly struck Hawaii this week. Their big island experienced something called thunder snow.
Ooh.
Defined by the National Weather Service as significant snowfall with continuous thunder and lightning.
Whoa.
Got webcam video out there. Yep.
When was this?
Does it stick?
Last week.
Oh, last week.
Yeah.
So I was about to say my buddy's on his honeymoon in Hawaii this week.
Well,
but I guess he just missed the thunder snow.
The thing is, it hit apparently a dormant volcano, which is the tallest peak in Hawaii.
Right, so like and up so, in the mountainous
yeah,
areas.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
wow,
what happened
there. Wow, crazy though. That'd be kind of cool to see.
A little bit strange, a little bit different, because you're standing there at the beach and you're looking at snow on the mountains. Okay. And, okay, here we go. It's cute video time.
Oh.
This is a dog video, apparently. Owner of Minoka, Minnesota, shared a video of his puppy named Wicket driving himself in a battery-powered toy car. Wicket is seen cruising through the owner's house, eventually stopping just right there off at the ball pit, then dives into the ball pit and vanishes underneath the plastic balls.
What kind of dog is it?
It didn't say. It just
go
said
look
it's
it up,
a,
Zach.
It's a puppy. Right. It's just a puppy. So you've got
cute.
A cute dog video. Share that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. I know you're not going to have NASCAR in the sports, right?
No.
Right?
No, okay. No.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you're a NASCAR guy when it's in season, but just want to let you know that there's going – you remember when it used to be the Winston Cup? I mean, a long time ago, it was the Winston Cup named after Winston Cigarettes, which made people a little uncomfortable since you couldn't advertise on television for cigarettes. But anyhow, the new season – will be starting January 1st. It'll be called the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Wow. That's
Monster.
A
is
mouthful.
That the one that gives you wings, or is that...
That's Red Bull.
That would be Red Bull.
That's Red Bull.
The holidays are here, so give the gift family and friends are sure to love. Let Tube Video preserve and restore your precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and digital formats. Tube Video converts your family films, 8, Super 8, and 16 millimeter, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, even old records and audio cassettes. Tube Video is located in South College Station and online at TubeVideo.ws or call 690-6956 for an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Mom and Dad, if you want your children to take your rules seriously, keep this in mind. They won't respond to lectures or empty warnings. They'll respond to action. I like the story I heard about a mom who gave her son just two rules when he was old enough to get his first car. No alcohol and keep the doors locked. That sounds like a mom. If he broke those rules, she would sell his car. Well, just 3 weeks later, he broke both of them. What would you do if that happened in your home? I'll tell you what this mom did. She kept her word. She put an ad in the local paper, and the ad captured all of the drama that must have erupted when the young man found out he was losing his car. It read, "Totally uncool parents who obviously don't love their teenage son are selling his car." It went on to say, "The car was only driven 3 weeks before his snoopy mom, who needs to get a life, found booze under the front seat. For details, call the meanest mom on the planet." What I like about that story is the mom's determination to stick to the consequences she promised. You can be sure that young man learned a valuable lesson he'll never forget. His mother didn't make idle threats or lecture him about keeping the rules. She taught her son that she meant what she said by backing up her words with action. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Whether you're enjoying a wonderful Christmas in the country or a cheery holiday amidst the hustle and bustle of the city, everyone at RE/MAX BCS wishes you and your family the very best of this fantastic holiday season. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Happy holidays from RE/MAX BCS, 3030 University Drive East in College Station.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Coaches and players for the Fighting Texas Aggie football team met with the media yesterday to discuss the upcoming bowl game against Kansas State. All-American defensive end Miles Garrett was in attendance, and I asked him why he chose not to skip the bowl game to prepare for the NFL draft.
I mean, I got to just let my teammates know that I'm all in this last game. Whether it's my last game or I have another season to go, I'm all in this last one of the season. Don't want them worried about anything else but winning this last game.
Now, many project Garrett to go in the top five of the NFL draft. He has not announced that this will be his last year just yet, but we imagine he probably will. Miles and the guys square off with the Wildcats Wednesday, December 28th at 8 p.m. at NRG Stadium in Houston. Now, that being said, junior wide receiver Speedy Noyle will not be making the trip. Noyle turned himself into College Station Police Tuesday morning in response to an arrest warrant out for marijuana possession. According to College Station PD, officers found 5 grams of marijuana at Noyle's apartment Friday night, a Class B misdemeanor in the state of Texas that can carry up to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. He was booked and released on $2,000 bond. The junior from New Orleans, Louisiana, missed last year's bowl game as well as this year's season opener while undergoing a 2-game suspension for a violation of team rules. Well, the bowl season continued last night in Boca Raton, Florida, as offensive juggernauts Western Kentucky and Memphis squared off.
White going for a touchdown down the right sideline. Hey, right on the money. Touchdown, Taylor. They went deep to Taywan at Taywan Burnham. 41-yard touchdown pass. Taywan Taylor now has 17 touchdown catches this season.
It was lots of scoring, but very little defense as the Hilltoppers rolled over the Tigers 51-31. Boca Raton, excuse me. Tonight, things head out west for the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl between BYU and Wyoming. Play gets underway for that one at 8 o'clock. Well, the Dayton Lady Flyers used hot shooting, making 12 three-pointers to defeat the Texas A&M women 74-57 yesterday in the Florida Sunshine Classic out in Orlando. Danny Williams led the Aggs with 16 points, and Kyla Hilsman grabbed her 11th straight double-figure game with 14. The Maroon and White return to action this afternoon as they square off against number 19 Syracuse. Tip-off is at 2:15 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, the Aggie men will also be in action later today. They try to shrug off a close loss to Arizona over the weekend. The Maroon and White are at home against St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Reed with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A Lone Star showdown on the hardwood last night as the red-hot Houston Rockets welcomed the San Antonio Spurs to town.
Leonard against Eric Gordon. Right of the key, down the right lane line, stops in the lane. Leaning in, no shot, out to Ginobili. Manu wheels it inside, left wing, open three. Patty Mills, g'day, mate! Patty Mills with a three-pointer from the left wing.
And that shot would come with 12.9 seconds left and prove to be the game winner as the Spurs snapped the Rockets' 10-game win streak 102-100. Now, Houston actually held a 13-point lead late but were doomed by going just 6-38 from beyond the arc. They'll look to start a new winning streak tonight as they head to Phoenix to take on the Suns at 8. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks are on the road as well. They visit the Portland Trailblazers at 9. And out to the ice where things came down to the wire last night in Big D.
Here comes Lindell. Is stolen there by Perron. Schwartz in front, knocked down. Perron for the winner. He scores! David Perron wins it in overtime. And the Blues win 3-2.
Perron's wraparound goal came at 1:55 of overtime to give the Blues the 3-2 victory. The Stars dropped their sixth game in their last 10. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Tegeler.
Spending some time with Mike Vivaldi from Team Ford of Navasota, and today is the last day, actually just mere hours from when you guys draw the winner for all the nominations that you received for people who need a little help.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually going to do the drawing probably about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we're asking that if you have a family in mind that you have not nominated, to please go online this morning. Nominate them. They have to be in by noon so that we can make a decision. And, you know, just give us a brief description of what's going on with the family that you have in mind, and we're going to do everything in our power to pick a family to really try to bless their Christmas.
Worst case scenario, just kind of filling some gaps for them and helping them out, right?
That's it.
Find out more. You can find it online at
teamofnavasota.com.
You want to look for your vehicles there, too, just oh, by the way. It's teamofnavasota.com, and I'm Kevin O'Connor.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, but with all of the holiday hustle and bustle, it can also be the most stressful. So give the gift of relaxation with Elements Massage. For a limited time, one-hour massage gift certificates are just $59. That's $30 off regular price. Elements Massage gift certificates are easy to give, easy to wrap, and always appreciated. At $30 off, why not pick up an extra just for you? Visit Elements Massage in Bryan or College Station, or click elementsmassage.com/BCS. Yes, memberships available.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. It's the holiday season. People mm-hmm. have places to go, things to do.
Right.
But there are some certain things you got to remember if you're going to be going out of town, things like that, right?
Yeah, I always feel like kind of a buzzkill when I say this, but I really urge people who are traveling outside of the market, out of town, to not post on social media until they get back. I know you're with beautiful people, or you're in a beautiful location, or you're with beautiful people in a beautiful location, but really you're you know, putting a flag up and saying, hey, there's no one in my home. So, you know, if you want to wait to advertise that until you get back, it's probably the best thing you can do. Also, stopping your newspaper. If you get a newspaper, you can put a hold on your mail. You may want to have a neighbor park a car in your driveway.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thought.
Fantastic idea.
So yeah, just make sure that you're protecting your property.
Those are the kind of ideas that the experts have. Get in touch with them. ZARealestate.com.
Odell Beckham Jr. is a jerk. You know, everything's about Odell Beckham.
But he's got great
Jr.
hair.
And he's got good dance moves, right?
Yeah. Well, he just wanted to make sure that we all knew that had he done what Ezekiel Elliott did,
he would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you'll recall, that's who the guy was who jumped in the big Salvation Army